Well, hello there. It's day 69 of Hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is Hashtag 365.
Do you know what? One thing that has become abundantly clear to me, and I'm actually genuinely moved by, is that for the first time ever, people are starting to take this stuff seriously. You know, I was saying that intro piece about it being a battle. It is a battle. And I know, even now as I say that, I feel a bit silly saying it. Because I'm not a heroin addict. I haven't got like loads of really intense hardship in my life that I'm trying to work through. I'm just a guy who's overweight, who loves food, who's addicted to food. And people laugh at that, you know, people scoff at that and go, food addict, come on, just have some self-control. You know, they say things like that. But what's become abundantly clear through doing this podcast, from talking about body confidence and stuff like that online, is there's so many people out there like me that feel this way. And I'm so stoked, I'm so overjoyed, in fact, that finally people are starting to talk about it. And what's been really amazing to see and feel as well is the support that everyone's giving to each other. You know, I've seen people bigging each other up for weight loss and getting healthy and, you know, sort of egging each other along in like a really positive, healthy way, you know. And I've also felt it with my friends and family. My family have been so supportive of this. And my friends as well, my mate Ben, he's pledged to always call me after a weigh-in if I haven't lost weight, to shout at me in a supportive way, to sort of egg me along. My mate Paul has started to, I don't know, like really be, he's a chap that I've been going out on runs with, and he's been helping me kind of not fall into my traps of like smashing down loads of calories. Like just earlier today, we went out for breakfast at their house, and we were going to have this big kind of brunch with like, you know, sausage and eggs and waffles and bacon and maple syrup. We're going to go like all in, because he, like me, is someone who really loves calories and loves food, you know. But he cut me off. He said, no, we're going to do a healthy one. Bit of yogurt, some fruit, maximum we'll have a little bit of bacon, but only a little bit. He cut me off, you know. And if you're an addict and you get cut off, you'll know that feeling where you kind of go, oh, don't cut me off. But actually, 100% supportive. How wonderful is that? And if so, I guess my message is, if you're going through this as well and you're going through it and you've got other friends going through it, please support and help each other. And don't think of it as silly. It's not silly. We live in a society where we are bombarded at all times by messages that we should eat. Eat, 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 eat. Not just eat, but eat bad things. How often do you walk down the London Underground, or do you get on a bus somewhere in the country or in the world and see an advert for a salad? How often does that happen? Basically never. When was the last time you opened up a magazine and saw a full-page display ad for a romaine lettuce heart? When was the last time you saw that? Or buy mushrooms. They're great. Or, hey, have you checked out tomatoes? Brilliant stuff. They don't advertise that. They advertise high fat, high sugar, high salt, convenience food. That's the stuff they ram down your throat all the time. So it's hardly any wonder that it takes such a monumental effort to pick ourselves out of that structure. And it's wicked that we're helping each other do that. My brother's always texting me, oh, you've got to try this class, you've got to try that class. It's just amazing. So, as this podcast grows, and it is growing, just have that in the back of your minds. Talk to your friends and family about it. Build that support network. And don't feel silly, because it isn't silly. And together, we're going to get where we need to be. And I'm stoked about that. Fitter, healthier, stronger, happier. Let's do this.